Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. On the sacred way to the Marian Shrine at Mariazell, where Pope Benedict went on Saturday, 8th of September, on the feast of Our Lady's birthday, precisely to mark 8 centuries and a half since it was first founded. A place of pilgrimage at a crossroads between Eastern and Western Europe. As Austria's National Director of the Pontifical Missionary Societies, Father Leo Masberg, personally witnessed when he went there on pilgrimage himself.
Studying in Melk, which is a Benedictine monastery not too far from Vienna and not too far from Mariazell. So when we had real difficult exams, we promised that we would make pilgrimages to Mariazell, which actually once I did. But it took me 3 days to get there, and it rained, it poured rain all 3 days. So when I reached there, I was so happy that I was there. I stayed only a few minutes in the church to have fulfilled my vote. And I walked back, and I went back by train. Then there's a small, beautiful train. When the weather is nice, you have a wonderful trip into those mountains and into Mariazell. And probably it's a beautiful shrine if you do it individually. I did it for the Middle European Catholic Day, which was 2 years ago, and we had pouring rain, and we had real cold and snow, rain and snow, but the atmosphere was wonderful. They came from all sides, from all former Austro-Hungarian countries. And you found people speaking Slovak, Ukrainian, Russian, Romanian, everything there. The atmosphere was wonderful, but the dirt was amazing.
Why?
Because it poured rain for 3 days, and you had about 2 inches of mud on the floor.
So would you describe them as simple people? What kind of people were these pilgrims? Did they come on foot, any of them?
All kind of people. For them, it was a sign that now they are free again. They can follow their old traditions, and their parents and grandparents, they had that tradition to come to Mariazell on pilgrimage. So they came, and young people from there came, but they came, for example, dressed with T-shirts, but it was almost down to zero. It was snowing. So it was a real disaster for them because the weather had changed so quickly. And those who stayed, there were several thousand staying for the final mass. There was a special mass for the young people the next day, and those who stayed started mass in pouring rain, and when the offertory came, suddenly the heavens opened up, and the sun shone down, and after consecration it closed up again, and after the blessing of mass it started raining, and the cardinal called it the sun miracle of Mariazell, because it was so obvious that it came out only for the consecration and then disappeared again afterwards.
So relating it to the Fatima Sun Miracle.
The Fatima Sun Miracle. And for the young people, it was amazing. I think they took back a real experience, which they probably interpreted as a miracle for themselves.
That was Austria's National Director of the Pontifical Missionary Societies, Father Leo Masberg, sharing with us his personal experience of Mariazell. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.